good, but, you know, he talks about a reward if we suffer for his will. You know, it's everlasting life. You know, and we may get things now. For Christ also suffered, and there it is, Christ. He also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah. Well, I'm going to stop there. I thank God for Yeshua. Man. Thank you. Thank you, Yeshua. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with y'all. That's some things that, some notes that I took while I was going over it. And look, I mean, I mean, encourage you, do it. You know, whenever you're going through the Torah at home, something positive, make a note of it and share it with us. That's how we learn. We come here, we share together. And that's how we learn. So, thanks for y'all time.
Everything Brother Herman just said, man, it's just amazing. It just leaves you in awe. You know, it's like, wow. Everybody's connected. Everybody is connected. Let me tell you. I started reading this Torah portion about Noah on my first morning. And I paused it, and the next day I was going to proceed on to the next part. I went home, went to bed, and I had a dream. And in a dream, servants, unity of mind, it's all there. I didn't understand the dream at first until the next morning after the dream. I read the next part of the Torah portion and throughout, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. It's incredible what God does. So in the dream, Sister Connie is working on a wall. She's drywalling, floating it. And me and Avery's waiting. And she runs out. And she tells me and Avery, go get the stuff. So we do what we told. We grab our buckets. I'm going to go down this narrow strip of oak trees. And it was only so wide that you can walk together through there to go through the oak trees. And as we went through the oak trees, they were kind of smoking. You could feel the heat coming off of them. They're just regular oak trees. And we stumbled over one that was kind of across the road. It was still alive, but it was kind of growing sideways. And we had to crawl over it to get to the other part of the road. And we'd retrieve the stuff, we'd bring it back, get it to Sister Connie. She'd work. And she'd work. And we had unity of mind. I thought about that later on. Unity of mind, working together. Servants. We're serving. Did it again. Grabbed our buckets. She ran out. We'll go get more. And on the way back, climbing over that fallen tree, it broke. And Avery almost fell in. He pulled himself out. And it was broke open. And smoke was coming out of it. I looked in the tree, and it was hot, flowing, glowing, bright lava. It was so bright. And it was so beautiful. I told Avery, don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's so beautiful, but it's so hot, and it was so bright. And I said, look, the other trees, I bet you they got it too. And we started peeling the bark away, and it was in all the other trees too. And we proceeded, we got our buckets, and we got there. And Sister Connie kept working. And that was the end of the dream. And then I opened up to Isaiah and started reading about the blacksmith, what he does, how he works, what God does, how he created those things. And I started thinking about the dream as I read throughout the whole Torah portion. Servants, when you look into my glory, you'll be instantly changed. The glory, it's on the inside. You just keep wanting more. You got to have more. Servants, unity of mind. As I read the rest of the Torah portion, it was all in there, every bit of it. Isaiah 54:16 is where I started reading. Right after I had the dream. It says, behold, I have created the smith. I created. Yahweh says, I created the smith who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon for its purpose. Every person, look, Avery is way younger than me, and I'm way older than he is. But it doesn't matter what age. We're all the same. We all receive the glory. You get that? In the dream, he was a certain age. You could be in unity of mind. You could do the same thing. It doesn't matter. Age difference doesn't matter at all. I have also created the ravager to destroy. He also created the ravager to destroy. And in no weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed. And you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. Remember what Pastor said the other day? You're going to get so much that when all that stuff comes, you know exactly what to say. You know exactly what to refute. Push away, right? You know exactly. You'll see it coming from afar. All the deceptiveness, all the lies, deceit. You'll see it coming from afar. You have some, look, these Torah portions. You know, I'm getting so used to reading all of this and listening. This is a lot of information we're gathering. You know that? And we go over it and over it, and you get a hunger for more. You start telling the Father, man, I want more. I want more. I want more. You got to have more. But it says, you refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants. Brother Herman just read in there, servants. Yeshua was the head servant, right? Servants. Servants of the Lord and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So everybody has their purpose. And they've been created. He created the, you know, he created the smith, who blows in the fire the coals and produces a weapon for its purpose. And you know, I was thinking about, there's four different persons in here that the Lord brought to my attention. He brought Lot to my attention, and he brought Noah to my attention. Those two guys didn't have Pastor, Brother Herman, Brother Troy. They was by themselves. Lot was by himself in the midst of a bunch of evil, wickedness, right? It was bad. It was horrible. And he held his stay. Right? His wife didn't. She turned back, but he stayed his stay by himself, right? He didn't have nobody encourage him and push him along. He had to stay with it. And look at Noah. It's crazy. All by himself. And then the third one, look at Yeshua. I was thinking about Yeshua today. You know, every one of us is going to go through those tests. And we're going to be proven when we say, I love you, brother. I love you, Lord. You know, I'll never do that. I'll always stick it out with you. I'll never quit. I'll always do this. Who said that? That's the fourth one. Peter. Didn't Peter say that? He said, you know I love you. You know I won't quit. I won't stop. Peter, you love me. Where was he? Who was by himself? Yeshua was by himself, right? But he did his part. He did being the servant that he was called to be. He kept doing what the Father said to do. And I was thinking about it, man. Just like Brother Herman just got finished reading. He went through some grief. He went through some grief. And we're going to go through those tests. So be careful when we walk up to one brother or another and say, hey, I love you. You know, I always stick it out with you. You know, words are cheap. Let them get tested down the road. We're going to see who's going to be saying that still. Words are cheap. He said that to Yeshua. He said, hey, you know, I don't know the man. I don't know him. I don't know the man. Get away from me, right? I'll stick it out with you. I'll die. Die? Love you. Die. What? Really? So I think about those four. So I don't need nobody's hand to hold. We need to look up to Yahweh. And he's going to do like he did with the blacksmith. He's going to breathe. And when he breathes, you're going to stand the test. Because it's not the one who in the beginning was born again that makes it. He endures to the end. He's the one who makes it through all those tests, all those trials. Because they're coming on every one of us. I've been through some. You've been through some. We're still here. But it's not over. I don't know what test I may go through next. It may be the most heart-wrenching test I've ever been through in my life. I've been through some. Me and Brother Herman could vouch for that. I was thinking about us today. I'm like, man, we wanted to run. We wanted to hide. We didn't know which way to go. and it was aching so bad. It hurt so bad. But where are you going to go? I love the Father. There's got to be a solution to this mess. And then when it gets pointed out, hey, it's you. That's what is me. I'll take it. I'll do it. I'll fix whatever it is because I love the Father, right? And that's what we do. And so also in Isaiah 55, 3 through 5, incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. And I'll make with you an everlasting covenant. My steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, who made? I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. That's what he did with him. That's what he made. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, that's another thing. You done said it already. Thank you, brother. Everything in that right there, you just got finished talking about. See what I'm saying? In unity of mind. There's no way. It's incredible. Spirit of the Most High God, no matter where you are, what you're doing. It's incredible. Hey, I want to tell you a little funny. I'm going to stop right there. When my phone went out, my wife was keeping in contact with me. I couldn't see anything on my phone screen. But when it would ring, I pretended where I knew how the swipe was, and I'd swipe it, and I'd say, hello, hello, and it would finally answer. I would hear. And my wife called me, and I was on my way to town to go get some things taken care of. I was supposed to go to AT&T. Well, I get there, and they veer me off to Apple. Well, I get there, and they ask me questions, and I needed some answers, and so I was like, okay, call me, Linda. Call me, Linda. I said, Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. You can talk to anybody anytime. Tell her, call me. Tell her, call me. I said, please, Lord, tell her to call me. So anyways, I just figured it out on my own and got it all done. But anyways, I was thinking about it. Lord, tell her to call me. I told that after. It was kind of funny. Just had to share that. So anyways, but it's right there in verse 8. Finally, all of you have unity of mind. Unity of mind. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, Four through ten. For God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. If he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah. There's one right there, Noah. A herald of righteousness with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world ungodly, and by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. And if he rescued righteous Lot, there's the other one, greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked. For as that righteous man lived among them day after day, he was tormenting his righteous soul over their lawless deeds that he saw and heard. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority, behold, and willful. They do not tremble as they blaspheme the glorious ones. So there it is right there. And the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from these trials. He knows. He knew how to do it with Noah, because he created him for those purposes. He knew how to do it with Lot, created him for those purposes. But again, there's this process you got to go through to get into that place that the Father created us to be. That bark has to come off. It has to peel off of the glorious glory of God to be revealed on us. You know what I'm saying? We have to go through those trials. Peter went through those trials. And in the end, he became what the Father made him and created him to be. But it's a sad thing to those who were created for certain things, like Eli's boys. That wasn't a good thing. And that's the way we can go. and sin lies at the door, it's up to us to control it. We got to control it. There's another two scriptures I found in here that it didn't sound right to me when I read it. So I went and looked up in the Restoration Bible. And that was in, let me see if I can remember. It was in Isaiah 54, 14 and 15. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come nigh thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. And see, when we read it in here, it says, "In if anyone stirs up strife." But in here it says, "Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me." What is he talking about? If you read right above that, he's talking about fear and terror. So it says, "In righteousness shall you be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but by me, whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall. For thy sake," we won't be caught up in fear. We won't be caught up in oppression and terror, right? We won't be part of that group. That's the part that's going to get burned up. We're not going to be like that. We're not going to be fearing. We're not going to be afraid. We're going to be sure. Let me tell you something. Whenever you put the shofar on, it goes ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba. You already got it in your mind and set. Redemption is nigh. Everything that he said is going to happen is all going to come into play. People is going to be going in chaos. They're not going to know what to do. Then you're going to have those that were there and that aren't there for a while that's going to come there and say, "Hey, help me get mine. I can't help you get yours. You should have been getting it week after week after week. There's no possible way that I can give you that." Remember the virgins? Got to be prepared. You got 10 days of awe. Get ready. Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur, and then comes Sukkot, right? Remember all those things. We keep working and working. It becomes us. And we get to have more of His glory, more of His glory, more of His glory. And one last thing that the Lord shared with me when Brother Herman was singing that song and in that dream. I want to be different. I want to be changed. Till all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire. The glory is the fire, right? I'm telling you, all that remains is a fire so bright that the whole world will see. That there is something different. It is different. So y'all hold on and love the Father with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. That's what I've been telling Him every day. I said, "Father, before I take off on this trip, I want to be with You all day. I want to enjoy the gleam of the sun on the waters today that You made. I want to enjoy the fish that You created for us to catch and die for us because You love us. My brothers and sisters and the people on the boat today, if there anything that sparks, I'll be ready to speak it with boldness. Nothing to say at all, just be loved towards these people. I just want to spend the day with You. And I just want to enjoy You. And I'm telling you, when you do that, everything else comes along. You don't have to fight and scratch and claw to get what you need. It all comes along. You just love Him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and it comes. And you have an incredible, joyous day. That's always my most incredible, joyous days is when I do that. And that's truth. Pastor, you have anything? Anybody else have anything?